KKK.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Oh, hi.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Again?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Right.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Stand by there, Curly.
Sure.
Let's see, what did we not talk about today? VH1 is coming up with a celebrity rehab show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Star Jones finally admitted she had stomach surgery, the
gastric bypass. And we really didn't cover Whoopi today.
Well, you did, kind of.
Yeah, well, it was more of a celebration than really talking about it.
Donald Trump is feuding with Lindsay Lohan's mom.
You know what? I was in an office supply store today, and I didn't know that he's got a line of office furniture, too. Yeah.
Really? Oh, it's Staples, right?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
He's
such a whore.
It really, that's exactly what my reaction was. I walked by one of his chairs with Trump on it and was like, oh, and it's just, you know, average office furniture. He's just got his name on it.
You know, he also has water and he has vodka.
Well, the vodka's okay.
Well, any vodka's okay.
Absolutely.
Sure. Not that one type.
Oh, in the plastic bottle?
What's the name of that one, Mike?
Belvedere?
Which one?
What's the vodka that's in the plastic bottle?
Pop off.
No, but also. There's
Bowman's.
Bowman's.
Thank you.
Bowman's.
That's a fine product.
Drink it fast before the bottle dissolves.
I know where they serve it.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Do not.
Exclusively.
Do not.
On tap.
Yes, really. On tap. What's that place you were talking about?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Can you say the name of it once?
Vodka. O'Mara's Show Bar?
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Anything.
There you go.
I'm desperate.
Vodka.
We didn't. We'd never heard the OJ tapes. These things have been on the internet, and you'll see them on Inside Edition, Entertainment Tonight. I think we have a compilation here.
That's the best guy.
The montage of OJ dodging questions.
Okay.
This is a minute 23. Now, the background on this is that Juice, who, of course, Buzz still maintains is innocent.
Always has.
We were in church that day.
Juice is doing an interview on the internet about the book that he wrote about killing his wife, where he says he just made it all up.
And he's opening it up to everybody.
Yes, and he's taking calls and questions.
Because as each year goes by, he gets happier and happier.
The best question, I won't spoil it, but the best question is what starts out, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here's the montage, the highlights of Juice.
Okay.
Guys, let's go to Kevin, I believe, in New Jersey. Kevin, what's your question for OJ?
My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
All right, Alex is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Moving on.
Yes.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad.
Hold on. Why would the producer be coming in here now?
Just to let you know, that question is from one of, remember, East Coast Bob?
Uh-huh.
East Coast Bob is the one that I asked the question?
Contributor.
It's one of his guys.
There he goes.
You funny.
Oh, God.
I like rape.
You crack me off. I was getting sucked right in.
Pussy, thy name is John.
I just wanted to say tail between my legs. How you doing? I just want to say, like, screwed up the show for the last 9 months. How you doing? It's me.
The guy that finally put that format clock around your neck. So everybody knows. Thank you, John. You've made it very easy for everyone listening to the show. They know every day from now on, we play commercials at 20 after and 10 until.
Count on it and print it.
Every day. Now, back to Juice. I'm glad I'm glad John broke in. He didn't screw up our momentum by giving East Coast Bob a shout out.
I was going to say
Right.
Yeah, all right.
See?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
You know, it sounds like the genius strategy of OJ.
You
got to
hear some more because he keeps.
Well, is the strategy that he's
he
not going to
hear?
Can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah. Remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you kill Bill Walsh?
This is Steve.
Steve.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
Remember when you played the 49ers?
Did you kill Bill Walsh?
Wow.
That's Steve.
It was reported back during the famous chase, you know, that went on in 94.
Yes.
It was reported on CBS 3 here in Philadelphia that by Larry Menti that you were squeezing your helmet.
That I was what?
Hey, how are you doing?
Not bad, Brett.
Hey, OJ, I had a question for you. You know, with everything that Michael Vick has been going through and being indicted, I was just wondering if you wanted to meet me on the Jersey Shore to do live.
There we go. Wow. You know, you're going to get jokers, but that's the great thing.
No, I don't mind. I mean, people can say what if it's negative or what, as long as they're serious about the question they're asking, it's easier to tell a joke, but it don't bother me.
Oh, there he
doesn't
is.
Bother him.
And when did he?
Oh,
he. OJ.
You know, he did a lot of the Naked Gun movies and a lot of that. And somewhere along the line, he's just he sounds different. He sounds much different.
Uh-huh. Don't forget him in Towering Inferno.
Towering Inferno.
Yeah. Magnificent.
Fantastic.
Right,
film.
Fred Goldman?
He doesn't make anything clear in anything he says.
Right.
That's true. Is there more?
Well, there's Fred.
No, it doesn't get any easier. You know, with every day we are reminded.
Hold on, that's the sister. That's Kim. Here's Fred again.
No, I don't know what the title will be, but it will be something different.
Won't be if I did it.
And then here's one more with Fred Goldman.
I don't even know how to respond. You know, you're listening to the ramblings of a moron, and you know, he doesn't make anything clear in anything he says, and frankly, nor do I care to listen to it.
There you go. That's how I feel about John as well. And now with the news.
Hi everybody, this is the news.
Here's Curly
with breaking news. If you have a membership to Bally's Fitness Centers, that company just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh, no!
Rob, what are you gonna do? Oh,
good news. Did you ever join a health club and the day you joined, they went out of business?
Hey, honey, they just filed for bankruptcy. I don't gotta go.
No, bad news for you. Good news for Rob. Bally says it will keep all of its locations open. It's going to try to work this out. But I just thought you members should know they've filed for Chapter 11.
Well, unsuccessful health club, but a successful casino.
That's right.
Members only. That's a jacket I could never fit into.
I could fit into it. I just couldn't zip it. Even with the stretch waistband.
Well, the Michael Vick story has brought out the best and the worst in people, and that includes folks in the media. In Pittsburgh Sunday night on KDKA-TV's Sports Showdown program, a sports writer for the local Post-Gazette newspaper said a regrettable thing. They were talking about the NFL's criteria for suspending a player. Quoting sports writer Paul Zeiss, Vic would have been better off raping a woman. Had he done that, he probably would have been suspended 4 games and be back on the field.
Why do you favor rape?
But you know, Buzz, I read this as well. Go ahead and finish it.
But because this is a political issue, all of a sudden the commissioner has lost his stomach for it. That's the rest of the quote.
The guy is rioting and he's going off the deep end, but he's making a point. He's making a valid point that there are guys that are charged with domestic violence,
right,
domestic abuse, and those guys do get the 4-week suspension. The Michael Vick thing gets back to everybody's got a dog.
Right.
And you go home at night and you look at your dog and you play with your dog, and then you read that guys are flipping on Michael Vick, and that not only was he the ringleader, but he paid thousands of dollars and he electrocuted dogs himself. And
you know, it makes me think about the Michael Moore movie Sicko that I saw, where they're talking about governments in other countries and how they have health care and a lot of services that we don't have here. And one of the things they say, you know, in that situation, the government in some of these countries, the government is just a little more afraid of the people.
Yeah.
And it really seems to me, when you get this dog issue, you see when people mobilize and people are all up in arms,
what they can do.
It's really amazing. You can see how that affects things. And it's unfortunate that more people aren't up in arms and paying attention to everything in society. It just doesn't seem to happen. People don't really care.
But, Mike, as always, you force me to look at the glasses half full. And I'll say to you on behalf of animal lovers.
Yes.
You know, that is a good thing, that people are so emotionally attached to the animals, that we want to treat Vic like the bastard that he is.
And I think, really, if we tapped into that emotion, but I don't think it's possible.
Apparently,
but if
not.
We were able to tap into that emotion on, you know, significant issues like whether we go to war or not,
right,
it might be, you know, because you hear everybody say, really, one of the things you hear is like when all the polls say, yeah, nobody wants us to be over there. You know, we all want them to come home.
Nobody does anything.
But nothing happens, and it would seem to me if we had more emotion about it.
What if Michael Vick had raped a dog?
I think that that would not be as nasty as him fighting them to the death.
And how do we know it wouldn't have been consensual? The dog could never tell us.
Maybe the dog was asking for it.
Oh, God.
Maybe the dog presented.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, look.
And what kind of
don't dog? Just look at it. Eat it, Michael.
Well, speaking of dogs, can I
suck on that, losers?
I'd like to thank Carla for purchasing Beluga, a 16-foot bully stick.
Wow, that's you large. Better watch out. Your girlfriend's going to be working. You're going to go home. She's going to be riding that stick herself.
The, you know,
she's going to be riding that thing like a pogo stick. It's going to go inside her.
This, oh, God. God, stop it. That's horrible. What are you doing?
I thought he sucked.
All I know is Carla. Somewhere there's a very, very, very sad bull.
This look, I don't know. We had a discussion about the bully stick. Is the bully stick this? I don't care
yes,
how
it's
big
a bull's
the bull.
Penis,
well,
Mike.
There's no way they made it out of this. The thing was, and it was the length of the bed, and he's chewing on it. And
long
he's chewing
ways
on
or short ways?
Well, you know, mine's round.
Oh, of course,
mine's round like Matt Helm.
Unless you use the Peter North enlarger, then you
Peter North.
I don't think really. And Carla said she read the ingredients on the package of the bully stick, and it is not that. It's rawhide. That's
sure.
what it's supposed
Let's
to be.
That. But ingredients, penis. 100% bull penis.
I have not checked into the ingredients. I most certainly will. I promise you.
That'd be a great DJ name if you're a rocker. It's bull penis.
I think better for a country jock, you know?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. It's the Country Countdown. I'm Bull Penis.
Hey, you're right, Bull.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Well, because of what that sports writer said, apologies abound in Pittsburgh today from the writer himself, the newspaper, and the TV station, which says Paul Zeiss won't be back next week or ever. Mm-hmm. A similar thing happened on CNN's Nancy Grace show when a CNN sports anchor compared the Vic case to the Kobe Bryant rape case. Quoting Larry Smith, you can argue that Vic's crimes are much worse in terms of, you know, killing dogs and that kind of thing. When challenged on that theory, Smith backpedaled, saying what he meant was the case is getting more attention than Kobe's rape charges.
I'm Nancy Grace, and I just want to say one thing. My boobs are so big since I got pregnant. We're talking with Paula Deen right now. Paula, how big's your ass, girlfriend?
It's big enough for you, boy. Absolutely. Now try some of this pudding.
I'm Paula Deen. No, excuse me. I'm Nancy Grace. I always use this inflection.
And I'm Paula Deen, and what I like to do more than anything is lick the spoon.
I'm Nancy Grace. Why are your retarded boys on your Food Network show?
Because I got divorced early in life, and they love their mama. They love their mama. Today we're going to make peanut brittle.
I'm Nancy Grace. I have to squeeze out a brick.
I'm Paula Deen, and you will not believe where I found a pimple. Yes, I know I'm an old broad, but I found a pimple.
I'm Nancy Grace. The heartbreak of ingrown hair is what we discussed tonight. I'm Nancy Grace.
Y'all want to know what my pimple said?
What?
My pimple said things you hear weathermen say. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. Thank you. Now, have some of this pudding.
I'm Nancy Grace.
And I'm Paula Deen.
My unborn baby. I went and had a sonogram. I'm Nancy Grace. He said, it sure do stink in here. I'm Nancy Grace.
Although I would do her.
And really? I'm Paula Deen. I married a tugboat driver. He drives a tugboat.
I've always thought Nancy Grace was very hot. I have always thought that.
We are seriously, as you as you cruise to the finish line with this little thing that we do here, we are, I believe, we are becoming further and further apart on our taste. Nancy Grace.
I do.
And I was showing you great pictures of Michelle Pfeiffer yesterday.
Yeah, right. Heroin chic, Mike.
Well, well, listen, honey, try some of this peanut butter beef pie. Extra buttery.
I'm Nancy Grace.
I'm Paula Deen.
I have a vaginal itch.
Not surprised.
And I just cannot scratch it for the life of me.
Oh, this, honey, let me tell y'all, this is the most delicious thing I've ever taken out of the oven. It's time for me to change. I have to change out of these panties.
I am so used to it. I cannot believe what Michael Vick has done. I'm Nancy Grace.
Would you like to try to make my biscuits?
Oh.
Wouldn't you, honey? Y'all come back now.
You are a pig.
I spotted my zit using the shiny side of a spoon. A tablespoon.
You smell like B.O.
Thank you, y'all.
I'm Nancy Grace. I'm horrified. Horrible.
Nancy Grace has turned into Charles Barkley. Overnight.
Trouble.
That's right, y'all.
As Don was saying, we do get emotional about dogs, even statues of dogs, as it turns out. In Sacramento, they're considering canceling plans to display a monument to service dogs. The reason? The dogs in the marble sculpture have testicles, and many fear that sends the wrong message about neutering and spaying your pets.
Oh, God.
I'm Nancy Grace, and I'm squatting over a mirror.
What do you see, y'all?
I'm Nancy Grace. Oh, it's an angry mess.
My goodness. Take a look at that. If I did that, you know what I'd be looking at? I've been looking at one of my cherry pies.
You know what it looks like down there? I'm Nancy Grace. Looks like when the tornado hit on Wizard of Oz.
Like baby vomit.
It's in black and white.
Smell my finger, y'all.
I'm Nancy Grace. Thank you, Rob. I'm Nancy Grace. Looks like a topographic map of Australia.
What was that, Nancy?
Looks like a topographic map. Looks like a topographic a map of Austria.
Well, isn't that? That's all bumpy, isn't it, y'all?
I'm Nancy Grace. He just wrote a joke for me. Bless his heart. I'm Nancy Grace. Your ass is on fire, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So is mine.
I understand.
Are you having one of your days, honey?
No, I'm doing well today.
Oh, you're doing all right?
Why? Because I can eat anything.
All right. Good for you. Well, I'm going to bring you something.
Excellent.
I'm Nancy Grace. I got something you can eat.
Oh, no,
wow, Nancy. You're all hot and bothered.
Have my muffin.
Y'all have to come back. Come back to my kitchen. You know, I'm beginning to get this Paula Deen the further along I go with it. Y'all, would you like that? Y'all like to come over and have something for y'all to eat, y'all?
I'm Nancy Grace. Now we're discussing. How do you wipe? Paula Deen. I'm Nancy Grace.
How would you like to? Why don't y'all come over to my patio and enjoy some of my butter, potato, carrot, pork smoothies?
I'm Nancy Grace.
You know, I don't care about calories when I'm cooking my food.
Right.
I know it. I'm Nancy Grace.
Ah, you're looking lovely, Nancy.
Someone cut the cheese.
It was me. I ate a few of my lady fingers before I made my tiramisu with extra butter. Y'all.
You are a pig.
Thank ye.
Horrible.
Nancy Grace just turned into Charles Barkley again, y'all.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, y'all got to pay attention to something.
What?
Look at that clock on the wall.
I'm Nancy Grace. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we're talking about convicted liar and backstabber John Norman.
And on that note, y'all,
we got to go to break because he done wants to call the authorities and have Don and my contract ripped up. I'm Nancy Grace.
And you know what I did, y'all? I just broke a nail picking my teeth. That's right. It's better than floss. Here's a side of beef full of brown sugar and clam dip. Y'all. Hey,
oh,
Nancy.
My.
Nancy.
I'm Nancy Grace.
Y'all driving that truck around with the banjos made out of chocolate?
My nursing bra has sprung a leak. Why, look, it's gravy.
Oh, dear.
I'm Nancy Grace. There's gravy coming out of my breast.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Well, it's 20 after. We'd love to have more of the spontaneous fun. But as you know,
y'all,
we're doing things Johnny's way from now on.
That's right, y'all.
So, Guy Birdley.
Yes.
Stand by. You have more of this coming up, don't
Indeed
you?
Indeed, I do.
Okay, well, then let's just wait. 54, 55, 56, 57, 50. Time!
This is the Don and Mike Show.